Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke, why don't you turn your Bibles to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. If you don't have a Bible, grab your Bible, give it somebody that has one. And we're just going to ask you for respect. Everybody stands, we can read the Word of God. St. Luke, chapter 18 and verse 1. I was going to read that verse 1, but I think I'm going to read from, thank you, young ladies. Everybody stand. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, you guys got a Bible or something to read? Maybe if you put it in the middle or something, whoever find it. You're going to find it. Whoever find it, I'll help find it, and you can read it together. Everybody there, St. Luke, help her find it back there. Somebody help her. St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. We're going to read that on down. When anybody have it, let me know by saying amen so I can get started. Okay? It said, and he spake a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man or respected man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversaries. Vindicate me, in other words, against my enemies, against the trouble that I'm going through. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, but yet because this widow troubled me, I would avenge her. I will avenge her, lest by her continued coming she weary me. Verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? I'm going to ask you to turn to Thessalonians. That's almost near the back. Very much in the back. It's probably near Hebrews or one of those. To the children, they need help finding it. If you don't, you can look at your little index if you don't know where it is. Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, chapter 5. And it's just that one verse we're going to read. Amen. It reads like this. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I'm going to move to the last scripture. And that's in St. Matthew. That's all right if you didn't find them real quick because I already got mine's bookmarked. Amen. All right. St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. Everybody got that? All right. It says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Our message today is pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Amen. To cease means to stop. It means to stop, to quit. God is saying pray without quitting. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. That's what that means. Do not stop praying. Praying means to actually communicate with God. That's what pray means. Pray means not like I recite a poem. It's not like I read something in a book. Pray means that I am talking to God. Amen. Pray means not I'm not talking to a person, but I'm talking to the Most High God. I am communicating with my Father, which is Lord in heaven. Amen? So when we're praying, we're communicating with the Lord. We're praying, and it says that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Amen? Pray without ceasing. Praying to the Lord without stopping. Praying to the Lord when I feel like it. Praying to the Lord when I don't feel like it. Praying to the Lord. Acknowledging him. The Lord said, if you acknowledge me in all of your ways, not in some of your ways, but if you acknowledge me in all of your ways, he said, I will direct your path. Amen. In other words, God said, if you just You know, especially in those times when you don't know what to do about a situation. You don't know how to analyze or address a situation. You don't know what to do with nothing. You don't know even which way to go the next minute. You have to acknowledge the Lord. Lord, what must I do? Which way do you want me to turn? What would you have me to say? What would you have me to do? God, you know, you can just pray about him with everything and all things. Amen. Might be going to have to take a test. Might have to go to the doctor. Might have to do this and do that. They're saying, Lord, go before me. Oh, God, you know, lead and guide me. Amen. Acknowledging God in all of your ways. All of your ways. And he shall direct your path. And it said that he spake the parable unto this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. So that means if you're praying and you're talking to the Lord and you're communicating with the Lord and you're telling the Lord about this and you're talking to the Lord about that, you know, there's no way that you can talk to the Lord and pray about this and pray about that and faint at the same time. Amen. Amen? And say, men ought to always to pray and not to faint. So that means, like, in other words, that if I don't talk to the Lord and I don't communicate with him and I don't ask him for instruction, that means that I'm going to try to handle this situation in my own intellect and I might get discouraged. I might faint. Amen. And I might, you know, I might just say, I just can't do it. I might just quit and just give up. Amen. So you're going to pray or you're going to faint. The Lord said, pray that you enter not into temptation. It say, and he spake the parable unto this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. But to faint means I'm discouraged. I get discouraged. I lose heart. In other words, I'm getting weak in my faith. I just say I can't go no further. I'm fainting. He said, if you pray, you won't faint. But if you don't pray, it's a possibility that you will faint. Amen? Amen. Amen. If you pray when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. When the enemy come and attack us, and he have attacked me different ways too. He attacks us, and we just give in to the enemy. Just like, I just can't make it. Or we just whisper a prayer. Say, Lord, help me. And you know, sometimes when you say, Lord, help me, Sister Teresa, it may look like no help is coming. Amen. You may look, I'm just saying, Lord, help me. I don't see nothing changing. What do? You got to keep on saying, Lord, I just thank you. I trust you that you're helping me all the time. God, I trust in you. You're helping me, though I can't see my way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but most of the time, we don't do that. We just go on and just stew over the problem, cry over the problem, be discouraged over the problem, talk about the problem. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I was thank the Lord. I was thought about Sister Anna. You know, she was a blessing to me yesterday. Did some things for me like the rest of you do at times. It was a great blessing to me. Yeah. Amen. I enjoyed being in her company. Amen. Yeah. I think I scared her at first because I think she told me, she said, I heard you say you don't rap with nobody but Sister Terry. So I guess she just took a chance on coming. Amen. But she was a blessing to me. But I was thinking about the whole time that I was with her. Some people, they won't hook up with you. They may want to hook up with you so they can just put all their burdens and stuff on. She not know nobody do that. But I'm just saying, her motives and everything, I feel was, you know, she had good motives, right? She just wanted to be a blessing to me. She said, Pastor, you're a blessing to me and my family. I want to be a blessing to you. She was so polite and everything, amen. And you know, and I wasn't just planning to say all this, but I'm getting to a point. What I'm saying, I was thinking about the attacks and different things that she had went through last week. Because when I talked to her on the phone, I couldn't even hear her voice like hardly. I couldn't even make out what was saying. And I think Sister Tiffany had went over to her because she was really sick, amen. And the whole time she was in her truck, she not once started talking about everything was going on with her. No, she didn't. Amen. Because she wanted to be a blessing to me. She wanted me to be blessed. She didn't want, not that she couldn't, but she wanted me to have a blessed day. Amen. She started talking about everything that went wrong with her. Nothing. Amen. She just kept saying, are you okay today? You feel better today? And then I had to turn around and ask her, Sister Andrew, you look nice today. Are you feeling better? She looked like this. But she didn't go into all of that. And I believe that God, I believe, you know, we all can learn something from that, even me. Sometimes, if you talk about it once or twice, that's fine. It's best to sometimes just tell Lord about it and trust him to do it. Because the more you talk about it, you just keep opening up the worm. Sometimes we just, my mother used to call it chewing the rag. I know that's old, way old school something. That means you just keep elaborating on the same thing. And sometimes I don't know if I just get, it comes with a little bit of age. I ain't going to blame them on that. Because I think sometimes I find myself repeating myself. You can find yourself repeating over the same stuff. And da-da-da-da. And da-da-da-da. You know what? When we keep doing that, you know what? God really don't get it. He don't take it because we keep holding it. Sometimes we just, you know, sometimes we got to click on like a light. Like sometimes the Lord, he has to do me that way. Things have to click on like a light. And the Lord said, now you done went over that and rehearsed it several times. And when you really think about it, the more you rehearse something that's bothering you or ailing you or troubling you, whatever the problem is, it just doesn't go away from you. It just looks like it just gets bigger and bigger. It gets magnified. But when you just give it over to the Lord, for you know you don't have that problem no more. Amen? So I was just thinking about all what she, because I know she, some things she was telling me that she had went through back, wasn't long ago, she had been going through, and I was thinking like, the Lord sure did give her some strength because I wasn't looking for her to look like that. Amen. He did raise her up, amen, and she might have been still going through right then, but she didn't elaborate on it. Because sometimes people may not understand your situation because they say if you be under the attack here and attack there, you know, sometimes they look at you in another light. Amen. And they look like there's something all going on with this person all the time. They can look at you in another light. They won't understand it no way, so you do better not to say nothing. Amen. Come on, give God the praise, but tell the Lord all about it. Because the Lord will take it away. Amen. I said God will deliver us. Amen. Sometimes the main problem that we have, and I believe all of us, the root of it is the spirit. Can I get an amen? Amen. The Bible said the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. The main root of a lot of our problems are spiritual problems. They're spiritual. So you can't seem to fight it. You can't seem to cut it from the root. But the spirit can fight. Amen. It takes a spirit to fight a spirit. The Bible says the weapon of warfare is not carnal. Some things started from generation curse. Some things the devil put on us when we first got in this world. And we don't know what's on it. But when you get in the presence of the Lord, everything that should be on you, God going to cut it off of you. Amen. Come on, give God the praise in here. Might be a process, but he going to cut it off of you. Amen. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I say children, when you're saved, when you got saved parents, thank God because that helps break those generation curses. Might not, because you'll be surprised. You might be all right, feel like I'm all right now. As you start getting older and older, you start finding out that I got some issues. I got some things going on. Where did they come from? They came from the generation. They came from somebody's DNA. Amen. Thank God every time you walk in the church doors because you can get that off of you. Amen. Because the word of God, it's not for grown-ups. It's for children too. Because God will take that same word that he sends out and you may think like, I ain't trying to hear it. I don't know what they're talking about. And when you get by yourself, that word will ring in your ear and it'll come back to you. Be like, Pastor said this, said that. It'll help you to stay out of some stuff.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise. Thank God for parents that bring their children to church. Somebody give God a praise. And he said, and he spake to, he said, man ought to always to pray and not to faint. And it says, there was in a city a judge which feared not God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. A widow, a lady that didn't have a husband. Her husband had died. Amen. That's what a widow is. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. She came to him. She was troubled. Whatever it was, she was troubled about it. She came to the judge looking for the judge to help her. This is the man judge I'm talking about. Him looking for the helper. And he said, and he would not for a while, but he just kind of didn't help her for a while. Anybody ever been like that where you crying out for help and like nobody can help you?
Amen.
Amen. I was crying out by my roof not long ago. Water just coming down in my house. try to call this person, that person, everything. I said, Lord, I can't get no help. But I know you can help me. And I need this water to stop coming down in my house. I ask you to hasten to perform. I don't have water coming down in my house no more. Thank, praise God. God heard my cry. And he would not for a while. For a while, he just didn't pay. He just maybe just kind of ignored her. He got this letter, this cry. It said, though I fear not God nor regard man. But after a while, he got to thinking. He said, I might not fear God. I might not serve God the way you do or regard man or God or nothing. He said, but yet because this widow kept coming to me, troubling me. He said, I will avenge her. I will avenge her. Lest by her coming, continue, she's going to weary me. That man got tired. Amen. The judge got tired. He got tired. What did he get tired of? He got tired of the woman coming asking him for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And he, after a period of time, he said, I'm going to do whatever she's asking me. I'm going to do it for her. Because I don't want her to keep coming back worrying me. Amen. 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 How many know you got to do the Lord the same way? Amen. We're not persistent enough to the Lord. When you're praying about something, you got to know what you want. You got to be diligent in what you're praying about. If you're praying for a healing, you got to look for God to make you feel better. If you're praying for some money, you got to look for God to bring you some money. You got to look for those things. You got to call those things and not as though they're. You got to keep on and you got to say, well, Lord, I'm still waiting for that money. Lord, I'm still waiting for my body to feel good. You know, I was attacked last week. I don't know what it was. If it was something I ate or whatever, like every day my stomach sometimes would gripe throughout the day. Sometimes after we would wait, it was like just gripe and stuff. And I'm like, Lord, you know, when you don't feel good in your body, you just don't feel like nothing. You don't feel like doing nothing or anything. I was up there praying for people over the phone while I'm sick. They didn't even know I was sick. Amen. One family member, they was getting to tell me what they had went through, and I just felt so much compassion for them. I said, before I got the phone, I was tired as I was. I said, would you like me to pray for you? They said, oh, I said, would you like me to pray, be praying for you? And they said, well, you can just pray for me. But after, before they hung up, they said, no, you can pray for me right now. And I just prayed for them, and I said, Lord, right then, I wasn't feeling the best. But amen, glory to God. I thank God I feel pretty good right now. Giving God the praise, amen, glory to God. Giving God, I said, Lord, this too shall pass. You keep looking at your situation, you got to say, this too shall pass. This might be hurting me right now. I might be discouraged right now, but I'm not going to keep being there. So sometimes we go in a discouraging mode. We get discouraged, and we just get all up in that mode. You need to not get up in that mode. You need to pray that discouragement out of your way. How do you pray? Because if you have a pity party, you're going to have one all by yourself. Amen. Nobody likes me. Don't nobody want to get with me. I don't know. Well, you have made a hole for yourself. Come on, give God the praise. He said, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but though I have not feared God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I'm avenge her, lest by any means she come troubling me, in other words. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. The Lord said, look at this man. He's a man, and he's an unjust judge. Look what he's saying. Somebody said, what is he saying? The man is saying, after so long, I'm going to give this woman what she's looking for. I'm going to help her. And the verse 7 said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him? God said, if this man is a man and he helped this lady, and I'm God Almighty, what in the world do you think I'm going to do for you? I'm going to do even more for you. Yes. But you have not if you don't believe it. Amen. Anybody can say, I believe he going to fix it. And most people, when they say God gonna fix it like that, you know what? In their mind, they think, yeah, it might get fixed. It might not get fixed. It's big fixed in the sweep, swine by. You can tell the way people respond. Well, you really persuaded that God gonna fix it? You say God is gonna fix it. Amen. You just stand firm on. You talk firm on it all the time. You don't say 1 minute. You can tell when we're wavering. He gonna fix it. And so you don't believe it yourself. And when we get in church, God gonna do it. Get over here. Yeah, he gonna. I think. He gonna fix it. Switching back and forth, and you have not, because you ask not. And the Bible said, "He that come to God must believe." You coming to God? God don't want you coming to Him like you're orphan. God, will you? heal my body. God, would you give me some money? You're looking down to the floor. Because you don't really believe he's going to do it. You got to say, Lord. You got to say, Lord, I'm faithful to the house of God. My body hurts. I need money in my pocket. But I'm faithful to the house of God. You got to have some track record with God. Go back and tell the Lord. Not that he don't know. Go back and tell the Lord, I come to the house of God as much as I can. Lord, I tried to be there to hear the word, to get something for my soul. You're not here for Pastor Thomas. You're here to get something for your soul. Lord, I pray when I get up in the morning. Lord, I spend time with you sometimes. I'm not trying to just ask you for stuff. I spend time with you. You can go back. That's how you talk to the Lord, especially when you're in need of something. Because he's going to grant it, but you don't do none of that. What you going to go and tell him? So that's why most of us don't believe he's going to do nothing, because you don't do nothing for him. Am I right? Lord, I pay my tithes. I get my offering. I contribute to the pastorate or whatever they have in there. I'm faithful. I usher. I play the drums. I play the keyboard. You go to God and put all that. I open up the church. Lord, I take the sign out. I usher. I do this faithfully as unto you, Lord. Think he's not going to move for you? Yes, he will. So that's what he's saying. He said, nevertheless, the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith? And in the book of Thessalonians, it says, pray without ceasing. We already talked about that earlier. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. The Lord is saying, pray without ceasing. Ceasing means to stop. When somebody say, that's ceased, that means that's of no more. But the Lord say, pray without stopping. Same thing, without ceasing. He say, pray all the time without ceasing. Somebody said, well, how can I pray all the time? I got to work. I got to do that. You don't have to be down in a position of prayer as the same as praying all the time. But in your thoughts and your mind, you're talking to the Lord. Lord, I thank you. Just think about him. He says, Lord, I thank you. Keep some kind of contact with him. I believe we keep more contact with the Lord, we have less contact with a lot of other stuff that will pull us down. Amen? With everything has its balance. We have a time to do this and a time to do that, time to unwind, time to enjoy yourself, time to have fun, but you want to keep God intact. Likewise. Amen?
Amen.
All right. In the book of St. Matthew, this week out done, verse 41, it said, watch. In 26th chapter, verse 41, it said, watch. If you notice here, it didn't just say watch only. And see, that's where we get in trouble too. It say watch and what? Because you can watch. Somebody say, oh, I'm just sitting up here watching the devil. God didn't sit there and tell you sit on the throne and watch the devil. Why you want to watch him of all people anyway? Of all things, spirits. He didn't say you just sit there and I'm watching the devil. You leave that to God, you know. Right. He's saying watch how you walk before me. Watch yourself first. I mean, watching everybody else. Watch how you walk. Say, walk ye circumspectly. Watch how I'm pondering my steps, how I'm living before the Lord. I'm watching this, and then you can watch your surroundings too, but watch yourself first. Watch and pray. Don't do all the watching. I'm up here watching. Oh, I'm on the watch. Remember, you don't watch other people, you watch yourself. I'm watching myself, how my attitude is today. I was telling Sister Anna, she started laughing at me yesterday. I said, that's one thing about me. If you can rebuke your own self, you're a good preacher. Am I right? You have nobody else to rebuke you. You can rebuke yourself when you get off track. We went to a couple places. They were so full. I said, these many people don't cook at home. Everybody want to eat today, out to eat breakfast. Went to another place. There was another 25 minutes wait. I'm going like, oh, my God. That just don't make no sense. I was like, That don't make no sense. I felt like a broken record. The Lord said, shut up with that stuff. The Lord rebuked me. I heard some say, won't you just be thankful that you're out and everything. I heard the Lord like, get me in check. And I was in the ladies' room. We was in the restroom. Sister Anna was in another stall over there. I said, Lord, forgive me all that whining and complaining and stuff. And she laughed. I said, see, I rebuke yourself. You have to have nobody else rebuke you. As the Lord got me, I'm grateful to be out. It's a pretty day. It was a nice day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And she started laughing. I said, you're a good preacher. You can rebuke yourself. They're getting up rebuking other people. Can't rebuke yourself. Amen. 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 The Bible says they care the word must live the word. Amen. Amen. But I'm so glad, you know, when the Lord corrects me, I have no problem with it. Amen. I mean, if you got a problem when God corrects you, I don't know how you're going to make it. You're not going to make it very far. Because if you can't stand his correction, you sure can't stand nobody else's correction. But the Lord does things. He has a humor too. God has a humor the way he does. I just say this, like it's not like he used my own mouth to say what? Stop, I need to stop all this complaining. I know, see, that didn't come from my flesh. My flesh was just keep on going, chewing the rag. Amen. I guess I was so tired the day before. I said my son and them would be shocked at me. Because he always feel like mama takes so long to get her order in and she don't like this. I order so quick. I didn't have really eaten a whole lot because my stomach was bothering me, so I didn't eat a whole lot. I hadn't ate since the day before. I was so hungry. That's why I kept complaining about this long line. Like, eat. After my stomach hurt, whatever, I'm going to eat today. Amen. I told Sister Ann, I said, I never ordered this fast. I said, and the lady, I said, well, can you bring me some? Y'all got any company biscuits too? You bring that? Because I'm thinking, I'm hungry. Then they came out with these big 2-pack. I said, ooh, I hope I didn't ask for too much bad cakes and stuff. Ooh. Amen. I ate all my food. Amen. Enjoyed it. Amen. Amen. But the Lord, amen, he tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Watch us pray. You know, that's part of watching. I use that illustration. If I would get up, I prayed before I left the house and stuff. But if I do it all the praying, no watching, you know, that's how I was able to watch my behavior. Amen. You can't be blessed. You go have a grouchy day. You can start off complaining about everything. Amen. And this, the sun was so pretty outside, was shining and everything. You, we have to watch as well. Watch, that's why I say watch yourself. Don't have to watch other people. Watch yourself. Amen. And it says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Temptation is something, being tempted to do something wrong. It don't have to be, like I say, sexual sins or anything like that. Just being tempted, like me, to start all that bickering and complaining and stuff, be tempted. That could have led to something else. Because if you're in the wrong frame of mind, somebody cross you the wrong way, then you snap them. One thing leads to the other. Amen. Watch that you, and pray that you enter not into temptation. It said, because the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit wants to serve God, but your flesh don't want to serve God. We talked about that Wednesday night, the works of the flesh. Your spirit wants to come to church. Your spirit wants to live for God. But your flesh will love to stay in that bed, pull the cover over you, and not get out the bed, then not go to church, go everywhere else but not to church. Amen. Your spirit wants to do what's right, but your flesh don't want to do what's right. Amen. So we have to pray. That's why I was talking to somebody, and I was saying, you know, especially you get up in the morning, let's say you're tired from the week before, there might have been a busy week. You're tired before you went to bed. You get up in the morning. You got to start the day all over again. You got to go here, go there. And, you know, some people, that's what they do, too. They get up and they just go do this and do that with that same frame of mind. And they don't have no joy because they never did get the stress off of them from the day before. A lot of times we just go and lay all that stress down, get back up, and start it all over again. And you're drained on the inside. You have no spiritual energy. I know not to do that. I wasn't feeling good throughout the week. I was busy going back and forth. And I said, I dare not to get out of this house without any prayer. I wasn't going to do a whole lot yesterday, but I didn't even want nobody to come pick me up in my tired mind. Body might have been tired. I don't want nobody. You won't put that old bad spirit and irritated spirit on nobody else. As soon as they say something, you jump into conclusion. Like, get irritated with them. If you get spirit irritation, you don't get your rest mentally and physically. And spirit irritation be on you. Then you point your finger at somebody else. It's you. Amen. I think we went one way. Sister Anna was using her GPS, and I was calling them trying to find out how to get this other place. I was telling her to go this way, and I didn't know she was still using GPS. I said, well, I wouldn't be calling them if I know you don't use GPS. You're just going your way. And she's, yes, she's just real polite and everything. I said, myself, because I'm already. Somebody said, yes, she got you in here now. Got pals in now. Yes. I said, I'm already kind of sluggish a little bit, but my spirits feel good. I said, so I ain't going to get irritated with and telling her go this way, that way. I says, well, you go that way, you're going to be on your own, because I don't know nothing about that way. She said, yes. Bless her heart. Yeah, she's been. And I let her go, because I said she drives all over everywhere. She know, she'll get it. She'll get it quicker than me. Amen. And GPS, you know, took her off just a little bit, or she missed something. But, you know, she got by. I said, myself, you drive all over Indianapolis, you know where you're going. You'll find it quicker than me. But I thank the Lord. Amen. But we have I get to pray, clothe yourself with prayer. Y'all hear me talking about it a lot, because I do what I say, because I know that some days you ain't going to be a happy camper. You wake up, your body might not feel good, or you might not even feel like taking 1 foot, 2 feet out of the bed, amen. If you don't watch, you'll walk around with that grim stuff on you throughout the day. And then somebody else come in and escalate it more, and you really see the devil with horns. You better run to get some prayer in, because somebody, the devil keep pushing buttons. I mean, how many know he pushed buttons? If you don't straighten it out right there, and he keep on till he almost get your man. You don't maybe not say a cuss word, but you sure would like to think of some choice words you can tell him where to go and not to come back. Amen. Ain't there? Yeah. Just tell like it is. So you don't want to get pushed like that. Amen. You just go on to pray and keep the flesh cut down. How many know when you pray, you keep your flesh cut down? Amen. And the Lord will make the devil leave you alone too. As you sitting up there and pray, he set us up a lot of time. I'm done. He sets us up a lot of time. He sets us up to get upset. He used strategies and stuff. Yeah. You know, the devil sit there and use people, use things. And that's why even when you're in a good service and the Lord in touch, you got to put your guards on. Lord, guard me. Because the devil be seeking whom he devour. I'm gonna do this. He be doing stuff, setting up stuff. And you said, man, praise Jesus. Amen. You better praise him and watch too. Amen. You know, because I remember a long time ago, the pastor I used to be under, he used to always say about praying and watching, being watchful of prayer, praying and stuff. Amen. And we forget sometimes. We get excited in church and, Lord, I heard a good sermon and a message, and I praise God. I tell you, I got the victory. Thank you, Jesus. That old devil standing somewhere in the corner somewhere. Amen. You got to say, Lord, now let me be watchful. Because the quick as you smile, he'll try to put a frown on you real quick. Amen. Oh, yes, he will. But I think some of us, as God continued to have worked on us for years, some of us would say, old timers ain't going nowhere. Just like some people, they're in the marriage. They married for 30, 40 years, and they both growing old together. They say, well, we just learned to overlook one another's problems. We ain't going nowhere. Amen. You serve the Lord for a while, you be like, I'd be a fool to go out there and try to sow my wild oats. I wouldn't even know the first thing to do now. They don't do the bump no more. They don't do the jerk no more. They don't do all this. Well, I get out there and slip up on banana peel with my stiff legs and things. Get out there and tell me I'm gonna shake it up, shake it down, some ouch. Amen. Tell me I feel good. Amen. My mind feel good, everything, but that body, woo, you don't watch it turn around, you know, oh Lord, somebody come my back, can't move it. I got y'all laughing, didn't I? Amen. Your mind tell you can do a whole lot of stuff. That body may do it. Amen. Can't eat all them beans and cornbread and all this big steaks and things and sticking all stuff down the digestive system. Everything change. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Amen. I'm done. Amen.